makers of Chasen Sanborn Coffee and Tenderleaf Tea present Edgar Bergen, Bill Thompson, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dale Evans, the sportsman, our guest, Miss Barbara Stanwyck, and Charlie McCarthy.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Dale.
Hiya, Charlie.
I'd kiss you hello, but I'm afraid my mustache might tickle you. Yeah.
Charlie, don't tell me you're growing a mustache.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Yeah. Today I am a mess. I mean a man. I decided to let it sprout. Haven't you noticed it?
Well, I see a little fuzz, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, but that's it.
Yeah.
I feel so distinguished. Don't I look like a man about town?
No. You look more about a boy about 12. Charlie, does Edgar know about this?
No, he hasn't seen it yet. I want to surprise him.
Well, he'll be surprised, all right.
Yeah. Well, you and Ray go ahead with that canteen bounce, and I'll go outside and wax it up a bit. You know?
Well, all right. Say, Charlie, has Bergen seen your mustache yet?
No, not yet, no.
Well, here he comes. Let's go show it to him, huh?
Yeah. Well, all right, don't push me. No, don't push me. Oh, Bergen.
Yes, Charlie.
Well?
Well?
Well? Well?
Well?
How do you like it?
How do I like what?
Well, can't you see something different about my face?
Well, let me see.
Look good.
Yeah. What did you do? Wash behind your ears?
Yeah. Oh, nothing as drastic as that.
No,
Can't you see?
Well, Charlie, what are you talking about?
Well, look at it, Bergen. You can see it just as plain when you get it in the right light.
You can.
Yeah.
See what?
What's on the upper lip?
What?
Oh, hunk of lip letters.
What?
Kiss her head.
You mean a mustache?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, just call me Bristlepuss.
I see.
Whoa, Fuzzy Chomps, that's me.
So you're growing a mustache?
Yeah, that's right.
Why should you want a mustache?
Well, I've heard that mustaches are very attractive to, women of the opposite sex.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. So now it's girls.
Yeah, but none of that kid stuff, though.
Oh, I see.
No. I'm getting I'm getting interested in, you know, more sophisticated women.
I see.
Women about 14 or 15.
Oh. Well, Charlie, don't you think you're just a little bit too young to be growing a mustache?
But, Bergen, it's nature.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it's life. You can't fight those things.
I see.
Now, don't you think that shaving 3 or 4 times a day will make my mustache grow faster?
Well, I'm sure it will need something.
Yes, huh?
Yeah. You ought to do something to encourage it.
Yes, I maybe should put a little B1 on it.
Well, why don't you try some of my hair tonic on your lip?
Yeah. Your hair tonic?
Yes.
Oh, you amuse me. You still believe, don't you?
Yeah. Say, you know, Ray Noble has a mustache. Perhaps he can give you a few pointers on it.
Yeah?
Oh, Ray?
Yes, come on,
sir. Oh, we must ask you a question.
Yes, Charlie.
How did you grow your mustache, Ray?
mustache, yes. Well, I'll tell you, Charlie. As a matter of fact, I got it on the installment plan.
On the installment plan?
Yes. A little down each week.
Oh, that's pretty bad, wasn't it?
Well, did it take you very long to grow it, Ray?
Oh, no, Edgar, no. It came rather natural, if anything.
I think.
You see, the men in my family have always sported, shall we say, hirsute adornments.
Hirsute adornments?
Hirsute adornments.
A little twirl, my toupee.
As a matter of fact, Charlie, my uncle Persimmon had such a long beard that one day while running for a streetcar, his beard got in the way and he ran clear up to his chin before he could stop.
Oh,
where do you get out of here? And bring back some money, too.
You know, Charlie, the fact that you want to grow a mustache makes me feel a little bit sad.
Well, why, Bergen?
Well, maybe I'm being selfish, but I hate to see you grow up, Charlie.
No. You hate to see me grow up.
Yes, yes, I do.
Well, what other direction could I go?
No. No, what I mean is I have a feeling that I'm losing my little boy. You see, Charlie, your pranks and your boyish laughter have kept me young.
You mean that, Bergen?
Yes, Charlie. You must realize, too, that I won't always be with you.
What do you mean?
Well, you know how I wait for you to come home from school and the fun we have?
Yeah, we do have fun, don't we?
Yes. Well, of course, that won't always be.
No?
The time will come when you won't find me around the house.
You mean you're going to work?
No, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this moment, Bill Thompson, our noted news commentator, is in Gravel Knob, the capital of Flageria, waiting to give us news of world importance. Through a special two-way hookup, we take you now to Flageria and Bill Thompson.
Hello, Edgar. Hello, America.
Hello, Bill. How's everything in Flageria?
Just fine, Edgar. This happens to be Flageria's national holiday, Donkey Neck Monday, which occurs immediately 3 Tuesdays before Bus Stop Thursday. The ceremonies are now starting with the Flagerian band conducted by Herb Harmonic, who is a cousin of the noted American conductor, Phil Harmonic. Here comes the band. That was that old black magic. The Flagerian version, of course. I guess they're not ready yet. Got their young caught in the door. Well, while we're waiting, we'll hear an address by the Honorable Garter T. Stumphead, who is the Minister of Popular Mechanics. As such, he is in the Flagerian cabinet, the Honorable Stumphead. Well, I guess he can't get out of the cabinet, so we'll continue.
Wait a minute, Bill. What was the Minister Stumphead, what was he going to talk about?
Well, he was going to tell us about the main Flagerian industry, which at the moment is going at full speed. In fact, their business is tops.
What do they manufacture?
Tops.
We're ready with the news from the scientific front, Mr. Thompson.
Well, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take you now to the laboratory of the great Flagerian scientist, Professor Scalpel Sulfanilamets, who is in the midst of an experiment that will enable a beaver to talk. This is an extremely delicate operation. We must have complete silence. Go ahead, Professor. Good evening.
I'm mixing up the serum now that I hope will make this beaver talk. I got a little fat beaver here sitting on a board in front of me. It's a beaver board. Now, I'll just give him a shot of serum. Hold still, beaver. Easy now, steady. There. That does it. All right, now, little fella, say something. Oh, come on now, darn it. Everybody's listening. You've got to say something.
I just can't think of a thing to say.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Professor Sulfanilamitz. And now let's go back to see how the gremlins are getting along. Take it away, Parachute Tom.
Well, go ahead and yump.
No, you yump.
How about yumping? You mean you yump, Dad?
No, no, sir. You yump first. You have the parachute on.
Well, all right, then. Okay, sissy. Here I go there. You yump.
Well, they're still not ready, I guess. So, in the meantime, we take you to Mambuzi, West Africa, where we hear a native tribesman sending messages by means of ancient jungle drums. Take it away, Africa.
Anybody else got a message to send?
Boy, I have. Will you send this one?
Can't send this.
Why not?
Can't send no birthday greetings.
Thank you, Mambuzi. Ladies and gentlemen, as long as we're in Africa, let's hop over to Tunisia. Behind the Axis lines, we hear General von Sauerbraten addressing the men of the Afrika Korps.
Meine Stellvertretenden at Afrika Korps and the Afrika Korps in Stuttgart and the Afrika Korps in Great. And it's kind of like a few weeks ago, the American General Eisenhower said he would push us into the sea. He would push us into the sea. Well, what are we waiting for? Last one in is an old sausage.
Whenever she's in love, sings Dale Evans, it's always you. Whoever you may be, he's a lucky guy.
Whenever I see a twilight, I watch till a star breaks through. Funny, it's not a star I see, it's always you. Whenever I roam through roses, and lately I often do, funny, it's not a rose I touch, it's always you. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, you're near me. Why you dare me to be untrue? Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you strolling by. Now if I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, you're near me. You dare me to be untrue. Time I fall in love. Well, every day I fall in love all over again with you. Every time I'm in love, it's
in times like these, everybody's on the lookout for ways to step up efficiency. Our clothing, our food, everything we buy must measure up in terms of service. Now, on that score, Tenderleaf brand tea balls really take the palm. They're made to serve in days like these, to serve in more ways than one. American housewives call for them in preference to all other kinds because they're so superior. Yes, Tenderleaf brand tea balls are first choice of the nation. They bring you the delicious flavor of the small, young top tea leaves, the kind you get in Tenderleaf brand tea put up in packages, too. Those tender tea leaves are infinitely preferable to the older, coarser leaves for exquisite bouquet, the true tea fragrance, and for richness and satisfying flavor. In a word, they have everything tea lovers look for, in addition to their time-saving modern utility. Now, besides all that, they're made of tasteless filter paper. That's another big step forward. At the moment, the overwhelming popularity of Tenderleaf brand tea balls may cause your grocer to run out of stock sometimes. Now, if that happens, we hope you'll understand and cooperate. We'll be doing our best, too. So always ask for Tenderleaf brand tea or Tenderleaf brand tea balls.
An incident a few years ago. I was 3 days out from the boathouse in Central Park when our ship lost its rudder. We floundered for 3 days. It was some of the nicest flounder I ever tasted.
Hello, Charlie.
I was, well, hello, Barbara Stanley. Babs.
Oh, Charlie, what do you know?
Oh, things and stuff.
What's new?
Well, stuff and things.
I see you're the same old Charlie.
Yeah.
You know, I'll never forget the first time I met you.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, that's understandable. I'm a handsome blighter, ain't I?
Remember, Charlie, in those days your salary was only 75 cents a week.
Yeah. <That's pretty good. laughs>
Tell me, what are you getting now?
Now? Yeah. 75 cents a week.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I don't know how you get along on it. Yeah. Are you making both ends meet?
Well, yes, but as soon as I do, somebody moves the ends.
Charlie, I sympathize with
Thank you.
I know what it's like to have the wolf at the door.
Yeah. Oh, has Bergen been bothering you?
Charlie, what you need is a manager.
A manager?
Uh-huh.
Me?
Yes, just place yourself in my hands and I'll put you on a solid basis.
Yeah. You lean on the rocks.
No, you let me talk to Bergen and believe me, I'll get you a pretty penny.
How about some ugly old dollars?
Well, I'll get you some of those too.
Yeah?
Why, Charlie, you're terrific. You're sensational.
Yeah?
You're dynamite.
Do you really think so?
No, but that's the kind of hooey I'll hand Bergen.
Oh. Yeah, well, now, wait a minute.
No, let's not waste time. Huh? Is it a deal?
Well, I don't know. Okay. Draw up a verbal contract and I'll sign it.
All right. Now, of course, for my services, I,
Yes?
Well, there's the question of money.
Isn't there always? What do you usually get for a shakedown like this?
Oh, well, we'll divide it evenly.
Good.
60-40.
Yeah. What's even about that?
Well, they're both even numbers.
Oh, yeah, so they are, yeah. I suppose I get the 60, naturally.
No.
No?
You get the 40.
That's pretty good. Whatever made me think I got the 60? How silly.
Yes. Oh, never mind that. Let's get to work on Bergen.
Yeah. Okay.
Bring on the old tightwad.
Yeah, let's get the old cheapskate, huh? Hey, Bergen.
Yes, Charlie?
Come here. Meet my new manager, 60% Stanley.
Oh, I see. Your new manager.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Mr. Bergen, as Charlie's manager, I demand an increase in our allowance.
Yeah.
And we won't take no for an answer.
We want dough, not no.
Yeah.
Just a moment. This comes as rather a surprise.
If you're surprised now, wait till you hear what we're asking. What are we asking?
We're asking for $10 a week.
$10 a week? Why, that's ridiculous.
Mr. Bergen, let's not beat around the bush. My client, Mr. McCarthy, is the important member in this outfit.
Yeah.
What are you in this combination anyway? Just a stooge.
This is the happiest moment of my life. Lay it on him, Babs.
You bet I will.
Show him no mercy.
Now, do you realize how much you owe Charlie?
Yeah. Where would you be without me? Yeah.
Well, where would you be without me?
Why, that darn thing never does come out right, does it?
Miss Danvers, I'm afraid what you asked is out of the question.
Oh, now wait. Mr. Bergen, put yourself in my client's place. Haven't you ever needed money? Needed it so badly that you'd stoop to anything to get it?
Well, yes, I have.
All right, what did you do?
He took up ventriloquism. Now,
never mind that.
Edgar. Oh, Edgar, think of what may happen if you refuse to help this poor boy.
Yeah.
For want of the bare necessities of life, why, he may be forced to steal.
So hungry.
To become a hardened criminal.
Yeah.
An outcast.
Nobody talks in here.
No, an enemy of society.
I'll be in jail or
yes.
Something.
Yes, even a murderer.
No. So long.
Charlie, where are you going?
I'm going to give myself up. You made a murderer out of me, Bergen.
Oh, Charlie, come back here. Mr. Bergen. Mr. Bergen, do you realize my client would have walked out on you long ago?
Yeah.
If it weren't for his incredible loyalty and stupidity.
That's telling him. Or is it?
Mr. Bergen, this is positively your last chance. Will you or will you not increase our allowance to $10?
I will not.
I knew it wouldn't work.
Oh, don't worry, Charlie. I've got him going.
Yeah, but in the wrong direction, you know.
Don't be silly. Don't give up, Charlie. We'll arbitrate.
Settle for less.
Yes.
I know that.
Now, Mr. Bergen, what will you give?
Well, I might consider a 25-cent raise, but no more.
Oh, 25 cents? Oh, did you hear that, Charlie? Oh, I asked for a $10 increase, and he wants to give 25 cents.
That's pretty good. Let's take it.
Hey, it's a deal.
Good.
Well, there you are, Charlie. Now you get a whole dollar a week.
Woo-wee! And I owe it all to you, manager.
Well, no, not all of it.
Huh?
Just 60%.
Oh, yeah. That's right, just 60%. 60 cents, and I get the... Wait a minute. Now, that only gives me 40 cents a week now.
That's right.
I've been taking like an aspirin here.
With us again next week when Charlie and all of us will be on hand to greet our special guests, Victor Moore and Billy Gaxton, and the eminent psychologist and author of Let's Explore Your Mind, Dr. Albert Edward Wiggum. Ladies and gentlemen, this week, May 3rd to 9th, all over the United States and Canada, is National Restaurant Week. And this year, it has a special significance, which its sponsors sum up in this theme. For victory, work more, sleep more, eat well, be well. Buy more war bonds and stamps. Remember, National Restaurant Week, May 3rd to 9th.
Sandwich is currently being seen in Lady of Burlesque. This is Buddy Twist saying goodnight from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.